Can we take the orange sign down on the front of our property? Can we take that down?
Unless you like it.
No, it's okay. Every neighbor that walked past.
Don't forget to call the office with that information.
What number should I have first?
Ms. Cornwell will get that to you offline just real quick, so she will. Thanks.
All right, our next case this evening is case number 12136. Pat Nichols is seeking a variance from the maximum fence height under section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Reynolds Pond Road, Road 231, approximately 450 feet east of Cedar Creek Road, Road 212. The 911 address is 24294 Reynolds Pond Road, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 10.01. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a one-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot height requirement for a front yard. And staff note, we received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Ma'am, if you could state your name for the record.
Pat Nichols.
Okay, and do you swear affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, if you would take the podium and explain your case to the board.
Do I have to state where I'm living?
Sure.
Okay, 24294 Reynolds Pond Road.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you explain to the board then your requests.
Right. I'm requesting a variance from the county code of 3.5 feet high for a fence along a frontage road. And I plan on putting that fence along Cedar Creek Road only, not Reynolds Pond. So, and this is mainly to keep my dog contained so that she doesn't create a driving hazard into Cedar Creek by running out into the road. The back of my property is along Cedar Creek. So Cedar Creek actually is my backyard. My front yard is facing the farmer's field, and that's all that green out there in front, that's the farmer's field. As you can see, my property is very elongated, so a lot of the property is in the 40-foot easement, and I don't really have enough space to move this fence back 40 foot to be not in the easement, so it has to go along the easement.
Basically, you have a double frontage road, it seems like. Is that
it does, only because my driveway is off of Reynolds Pond. That's it.
But that throws off the fence height requirements because it has frontage on the
road. It's kind of like a through lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the rear yard functions as a front yard.
Right.
For the purpose of the zoning code.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you consider my backyard a front yard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's lot two.
Yeah.
That's different. Okay.
There's no road.
No, see, so.
The only road your property fronts, though, is Cedar Creek Road, correct?
No, it goes up to the top of
access. No, the driveway is off of, that's my driveway.
I got you.
There is no driveway really along Cedar Creek. Not even my neighbors.
Okay.
So there is no driveway at all. Okay. I'm not obstructing anybody.
I'm with you.
And besides, my neighbor has a fence, so my fence will blend in with her height and her type. So it will look, you know, it won't
consistent,
distract. Uniform. Yeah, very consistent. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
So she already has the same height fence?
Yes. Hers was built when the code was 4.5.
Yeah. Didn't know it was.
So,
I don't know. We'd have to look and see what the permit says and if the code ever changed for a fence in the front yard setback.
So you're looking for a one-foot variance?
Yeah, just 1 foot. Okay. I don't have a big dog. She can't jump very high. So, but 3.5 would be too short because she's a medium-sized dog.
Okay.
So I just don't want her to run out into Cedar Creek. Really, that's mainly why I'm putting it in, is for my dog. Otherwise, why put in that expense?
You feel like you have a unique shaped lot?
I think so. It's very elongated. So even placing the house was a challenge to get a backyard and a driveway. So that's why kind of, I don't like busy streets, so that's why it's kind of facing the farmer's field. But yes.
I only ask that because that's one of the standards. Can you address the others?
Oh, absolutely. I did that. Yes, indeed. As you can see, it's an elongated triangle. It's considered a two-front property. My driveway, as I already stated, comes off of Reynolds Pond. I can't not otherwise be developed because the 40-foot easement, as I said earlier, takes up most of my property anyways. So I really can't place the fence further back. So it kind of has to go within the easement. And also, there's a tree line that wasn't on the survey, so you can see the tree line, and that provides a blockage between me and the farmer's dust and chemicals. So I want to keep that tree line right there to protect us. And it was sold to me like that. Lot number two is actually what it is. And I bought the lot number two, and it was this elongated shape anyways with the tree line. And when I put in my driveway, the farmer came out and said, it goes right along these pine trees. And I'm like, okay, don't take down these pine trees. Okay, not going to do that. So the trees are there. It won't alter the character of the neighborhood. As you can see, there's not a driveway on Cedar Creek at all, not for a quarter of a mile. So I'm not going to be impeding, obstructing any of my neighbors.
And that's the primary concern of the fence variance.
And also,
requirements.
I'm not on the intersection, so I'm not obstructing any driver's view either.
Nope.
And two of my neighbors wanted to be here, but they could not, and they gave me letters of support. So, okay.
Well, she's handing those in. She's referred to the 40-foot easement. It's actually a setback. That's a 40-foot yard setback.
That kind of told me easement, so it's a setback?
Yeah, it's a setback.
Oh, okay.
It's a, what you're saying, you're intending the same thing, but it's just a...
Oh, okay.
It's a required setback.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
No, that's fine.
We knew what you meant.
Okay, that's what I kind of heard.
An
and I'm not asking for a 6-foot fence. I'm only asking for a foot above what the current code is.
Right.
So that it matches my neighbor and it contains my dog.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, no.
No questions. Well, I like your style of fence that you state you're selecting to match your neighbors.
Yeah, I have a picture of my neighbors.
Okay, that's not necessary.
Okay.
I like that you're using the 3-rail fence because once again, it won't create a problem with vision from cars driving by.
Right, and the wire will be added to contain my dog because my dog can definitely slip in between the rails.
Yeah, you can see through the 3-rail much better than the 4-rail.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman. The only thing you're doing it for is to be like your neighbors, same fence, really. Because a 3.5-foot fence to keep your dog gate, too, with the wire on the bottom.
Well, I just don't, you know,
it's a
for a jumper, I don't, yeah. But some dogs can really jump a 3.5-foot fence. Okay. So I'm just making it precautions for now and the future.
He might get a jumper buddy.
Yeah. There you go.
I've seen him. I've seen him jump pretty high. What
kind of dog is it?
It's a mutt. I have a picture of her if you'd like to see it.
Why not?
All right.
It's okay.
Any further questions, then?
Mutts are good dogs.
Okay.
Oh, she's a great
hearing dog. No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make the motion that we approve the variance as requested. It's definitely a unique property. It cannot otherwise be developed. It has two front yards. It's not created by the applicant. She bought it, bought the property that way. And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And she's asking for a minimum variance.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,136. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Manchin?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,136 is approved.
Thank you.